our national anthem here from John Thiel. Jim, let's send things to PA announcer Gary Mitchell.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, it gives me a big pleasure to introduce to you the head girls cross-country coach for Galesburg High School, Coach Jody Chapman.
Before there was basketball, there was cross country, and I'd like to introduce to you the 2012 cross country team, the second time in school history they qualified for the ISHA state meet. We finished 19th at the state tournament. I'd like to give special recognition to Stephanie Say. Stephanie is a two-time All-State cross-country finisher. She's a three-time state medalist in track. She won every invitational with the exception of one, where there were almost 700 people running the race. She was the conference champion for Western Big Six. She was the regional champion. She was the sectional champion. She broke the school record by over 45 seconds. She is the highest GHS place finisher at the state meet. Stephanie finished the three-mile course down in Peoria Detweiler on November 3rd in a time of 17 minutes and 7 seconds. To the community, I present Stephanie Say.
All right, so congratulations to the GHS cross-country team, and especially Stephanie Say, second-place finisher at the state meet. Now back to PA announcer Gary Mitchell for the starting lineups.
For East Peoria, number three, junior Kaylee Gabelhausen. Number five, junior Allie Watson. Number 11, junior Michaela Reedy. Number 20, senior Courtney Potendike. And number 32, senior Nicole Montgomery. And the coach is Mr. Jay Bowman. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's meet the starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. 5'4" senior, number five, Rainey Sibley. 5'8" sophomore, number 20, Casey Williams. 5'7" senior, number 24, Chloe Anderson. 5'3" senior, number 30, Jessica Lieber. And 5'5" senior, number 32, Sharon Diggan. Assistant coach is Ms. Zandy Allison, and the head coach, Mr. Evan Massey.
All right, thanks to PA announcer Gary Mitchell tonight here from John Thiel Gym. Streaks, as we said, in their home white, trimmed in black and silver. East Peoria in their road maroon, trimmed in gold. And no heights listed for this East Peoria team, but I can tell you that Allie Watson has got to be a good, I'm guessing, probably 6, maybe 6'1", Eric, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, isn't that Kylie Gabelhausen?
Oh, I'm sorry, Kylie Gabelhausen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She's towering over Sharon.
And then Courtney Potendike also probably pushing 6 foot. She's in there with Casey Williams to jump center. Casey at 5'7", and she's a good at least 3 inches taller anyway. And the tip won by East Peoria, but the ball goes to the floor near steal. Now coming up with is Casey Williams in the backcourt. This is Jessica Lieber. Swings it to Rainey Sibley on the left wing. Down on the left block, it goes to Chloe Anderson. Kicks back out to Rainey on the left baseline. Goes to the wing. Drives into the paint. Tried to kick to Sharon on the right baseline. The ball got tipped away. And I think it was.
I think it went off. Didn't it go off?
I'm not sure.
Well,
I thought maybe Watson had gotten or Giebelhausen had gotten a finger on it, but maybe not.
Well, the Streaks are going to retain it regardless.
Jessica Lieber with it out between the circles as East Peoria comes out in a man-to-man defense. Chloe Anderson, top of the key. Jessica Lieber out high on the right side. Dribbles left. Sharon Diggins, top of the key. Her three is blocked right back at her. And the ball saved inbounds by Rainey Sibley. Now picked up by Sharon Diggins. Gives to Jessica Lieber. Brings it back into the front court to Sharon Diggins on the right wing. And that was Giebelhausen that had jumped out there and slapped that one away. Very athletic at good, like you said, probably a good 6'1", and she's a very athletic player for East Peoria. Driving right baseline, Sharon Diggins pulls up with a 10-footer, no good. Rebound tipped out by Rainey Sibley, saves it inbounds. Nice hustle by Rainey, and now Jessica Lieber has the top of the key, drives into the paint, splits the defender, scoops it up, can't hit, and a rebound, a tie-up between Chloe Anderson and Nicole Montgomery. 7:02 to play here in the first quarter, our first line change, and there's no score. Jessica Lieber will stay on the floor. Danny Teal, Sabrina Clay, the sophomore, Allison Mangieri, the senior, and Lexi Daniels, the freshman, check in for the Streaks. Lieber to inbound. And it comes to Daniels on the left wing. Lexi on the dribble out between the circles. Hands off to Jessica Lieber. She's got it out near the center circle. Tap of the key to Sabrina Clay. Dribbles right and gets to Danny Teal. Now right wing. Jessica Lieber thought about the three. Now gets to Lexi Daniels. Straight on. Three-pointer off the mark. Short. And the rebound comes out long. Run down by Giebelhausen. And we're going to have a foul call to reach. Is going to go on, I believe, Jessica Lieber.
Well, my concern is, after watching that lengthy first possession, is that after Sharon got her shot blocked, the next time that she took it inside, she felt the need to try to teardrop it over the top because of the fact that she just got her shot blocked.
Now running down the left side, shot up and no good by Michaela Reedy. Rebound Jessica Lieber gives to Lexi Daniels on the right wing. Now back to Jessica Lieber, gets tripped up and pushed from behind. The foul's going to go against Allie Watson. That'll be her first and the first team foul on East Peoria. And you're right, that's one of the longer possessions we've seen over the last two or three seasons of the Streaks. Well, unless they were trying to run time off the clock.
Exactly. The objective is you've got to keep going at the height and not worry about getting your shot blocked, because your shot's going to get blocked. They have much more height than you inside, so you've got to find out where you can attack.
And now the Streaks are going to turn it over as the pass goes into the backcourt, as it was a little bit over the top. And we'll have another line change as Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins check back in, and the freshman Sammy Thompson will check in with that group. 6:29 to play first quarter. No score. East Peoria with the ball. They'll inbound from midcourt. It'll be Nicole Montgomery to inbound.
Sammy Thompson run the point last game. Let's see if that happens again this game.
Nice job by Casey Williams. They tried to get it posted up inside to Courtney Potendike, and Casey there with the steal. Now Sammy Thompson, left wing with it. Picks up, looks for some help. Now nobody's moving toward the ball, needs some help. Finally gets it out to Rainey Sibley out high on the left side. She'll dribble top of the key, and a reaching foul is going to go against Michaela Reedy, and that's something that Coach Bowman is not going to like. Okay, it is the other guy. See, we weren't even sure who the head coach was. His name was not listed on the program at all, and now that he was not the first one in the gym, that's for sure.
Well, the good thing right there is you're going to have a teaching point for Sammy Thompson. She picked up her dribble way too early. If she would have kept her dribble, she had a wide-open baseline to go by Giebelhausen.
Sharon Diggins, three-pointer, right wing is good. First basket of the ball game comes at the 5:58 mark, and the Streaks lead 3-0. Now a steal by Chloe Anderson. Shot is up and no good, but the rebound comes down to Sammy Thompson, and she gets fouled, so she'll get to the free-throw line. The foul is going to go against, I believe, Michaela Reedy, and if so, yep, that's her second foul already. Third team foul on East Peoria. 5:50 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 3-0.
Well, and the good thing right there is Sharon came back on the floor. She had a smaller player guarding her in Allie Watson. She wasn't afraid to put it up over the top.
Sammy Thompson still looking for her first points as a Galesburg Silver Streak. That first shot was up and no good as Danny Teal, Lexi Daniels, Allison Mangieri, Sabrina Clay check back in. Jessica Lieber waits to replace Sammy Thompson. Second shot for her is up and good. So she's got her first varsity points. First points as a Silver Streak, and she's replaced by Jessica Lieber. Streaks pitching a shutout thus far. 4-0, 5:50 to play here first quarter. Full court pressure. Danny Teal up guarding the ball. And it comes to Giebelhausen. Back it goes to Montgomery. Now out high on the right side, this is Sarah Kurth into the ballgame, a junior, and her pass stolen away by Sabrina Clay, and she's going to be called for the travel. Unfortunate, when she came up with a steal, she was going full speed and tried to stop to make the pass and drug the pivot foot. Couldn't get stopped all the way.
Well, and that's tough for a post player because you're not used to having to do that. So then once you have to try to stop going full speed, it makes it real difficult.
Backdoor pass looked like a Streaks play on the inbound over the top to Giebelhausen. She laid it up and in, make it 4-2 Galesburg. Sabrina Clay, top of the key, dribbles right, picks it up, and gives out to Jessica Lieber between the circles. She'll dribble right now, goes to the right baseline to Lexi Daniels. Back to Jessica Lieber on the wing between the circles to Sabrina Clay. Now Danny Teal on high right side to Jessica Lieber. Now to Sabrina Clay down on the right block. Boy, she got called for a travel. I don't think so. She kind of bumped in to Nicole Montgomery, and I don't think she moved that pivot foot at all.
No, and it was one of those things where she had all her momentum going forward, and Nicole Montgomery kind of walled her off, and she hit that wall and went right into falling backwards.
And now a foul's going to be called the other way, this time on Kylie Giebelhausen, going after the loose ball with Danny Teal. And Giebelhausen picks up her first, and that is a 14 foul now on East Peoria. And, yeah, I would say that Montgomery's got a couple of pounds on Sabrina Clay going in there. So Sabrina's going to get the worst of that if she bumps into her.
Right, I wasn't going to say it, though.
A couple of pounds, I'll say. Back in for the Streaks, Casey Williams, Rainey Sibley, Sammy Thompson, Sharon Diggins, and Michaela Isley in for the first time tonight. This is Sammy Thompson between the circle, swings to Sharon Diggins, left wing. She'll penetrate. The runner is up off the back iron and falls through.
My favorite part of that play was Sharon saw that Nicole Montgomery was coming at her full speed, so she drove right by her, got in the middle of the lane, and the teardrop shot in.
You saw her eyes kind of get big there. Swing it over on the left wing. This is Allie Watson. She'll fire the 17-footer. No good. Rebound tipped around. Brought down by Michaela Isley. She'll give to Casey Williams. Now it's Sammy Thompson. She'll set for the Streaks. Gives to Rainey Sibley, left wing. Out high left side, Casey Williams. Out high right side. Now to Sharon Diggins. Sharon on the wing. Picks up her dribble, looking for help now. And gets to Sammy Thompson out in the center circle. Now swings to Rainey Sibley, left wing. She'll fire the three. Got it! Rainey Sibley with her first basket, or actually her first three of the season, and make a 9-2 Streaks. Full court pressure. Across midcourt left side, this is Kurth for East Peoria. Gets to Giebelhausen in the center circle. Drives down the lane, pulls up, and now nice dish underneath.
Great
to
dish.
Potendike. She went up like she was going to shoot the shot, and now a steal on the inbound. But Potendike put it up and in, and now we've got a foul after the steal. Well, what's the call here?
Sarah Kurth with the steal.
Yeah, the foul's, I think, going to go against... So it goes against Casey Williams. She and Sammy Thompson were there. Kurth got the steal, turned, and tried to put the shot up. Oh, they're going to say it was on the floor before the shot, though. But the foul goes against Casey Williams, her first second team foul on the Streaks. 9-4 Galesburg, 4:04 to play here in the first quarter. Katie Lingefelter in, Jessica Lieber, Chloe Anderson, Lexi Daniels, and who's the other one? Allison Mangieri for the Streaks. Near steal on the inbound by Lexi Daniels. Now Katie Lingefelter comes up with it for the Streaks. To Jessica Lieber across midcourt right side. Nice look underneath to Chloe Anderson under the basket on the left side. Reverses up off the glass and got it. Nice move
that
by
was
Chloe Anderson.
Yeah, that was a move that Chloe Anderson wouldn't even have tried last year. Great job. She got the ball in the wrong place, took one dribble underneath the rim, and went up on the other side of the basket. Beautiful.
Been doing that Mike and drill we talked about, it looks like. 11-4 Streaks. Left baseline, this is Kurth. Drives in, 10-footer up and good. So Sarah Kurth with her first basket, make it 11-6 Streaks. 3.5 minutes to play first quarter. Jessica Lieber out high on the right side. Gives to Katie Lingefelter between the circles. She'll dribble right, pick up, and give to Chloe Anderson top of the key. Chloe gives to Jessica Lieber out high right side. Jessica looks over the defense. Now on the right wing, it goes to Chloe Anderson. Now Katie Lingefelter to Jessica Lieber between the circles. Swing it back to Lexi Daniels, right wing, fires a three, rolls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Nicole Montgomery for East Peoria.
Good shot, though. She had it in rhythm. She just barely missed it.
And now a turnover by East Peoria as Kurth lost a handle on it, saved it inbounds. Jessica Lieber comes up with it for the Streaks on the right wing. Stops, pulls back, gives to Daniels, back to Jessica Lieber. On the right side on the dribble, picks it up. Now gets to Katie Lingefelter out high right side, hands back to Jessica Lieber. She'll pound the dribble left, now gets to Allison Mangieri left wing. Back to Katie Lingefelter, top of the key. Lexi Daniels out high right side. Now Jessica Lieber, long three out high left side. It's good! First basket of the night for Jessica Lieber. And the third three for the Streaks make it 14-6. Galesburg, 2.5 to play first quarter.
Well, a good job right there by Lexi Daniels. She had a couple times where it looked like she wanted to take the shot, but it was contested. She reversed it around, and finally Jessica Lieber was able to get that backside screen to open herself up.
Now Kurth with a three from the right wing, in and out and back in. She's got her second basket, 5 points. And make it 14-9. Long downcourt pass. Jessica Lieber, Chloe Anderson down on the left block. Can't hit the shot. Gets her own rebound. Turns, puts it up, and gets hammered by two people. I believe the foul is going to go against Courtney Potendike. A nice look. We've seen Jessica Lieber do that a lot, that pass from midcourt, finding whatever player is running the court under the basket. And Chloe got it in a good spot that time, went up, couldn't hit the first time as she had it was contested a little bit, got her own rebound, went right back up and drew the foul.
Well, realistically, I think she got fouled on the first shot. So I was glad to see them give her the foul on that second opportunity because she fought hard down there to get that rebound just to put it back up. and it looked like they got all wrist on the first time. I thought the second shot block attempt was a little bit cleaner.
So that's the first foul on Potendike. Five team fouls now on East Peoria. First free throw no good. Second for Chloe up, and that one is good. She's got 3 points. As she'll be replaced by Danny Teal, also Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Sammy Thompson, and Sabrina Clay on the floor for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. In for East Peoria is Brooke Jacobs, just a sophomore. Another one looks like she's probably 5'11", pushing ooh. 6 foot. And oh, Sharon Diggins came up with a steal, but they called a travel.
Yeah, well, I thought they, if anything, I thought she had hit the sideline, and that's what they were calling. But I don't know about travel. I thought she did a good job of getting herself under control after she made the steal.
So inbound it will be Kurth at the end of the East Peoria bench looking for help. Full court pressure from the streaks, and it comes to Watson. Watson back to Kurth. Now the errant pass picked up by Sabrina Clay. Now Sharon Diggins to Rainey Sibley. Rainey's going to pull it out. It gets knocked away, and it's going to go back to the streaks on the right baseline as Kurth knocked it away.
That is ideally what the defense is supposed to do on that press, is to speed up the other team so they make bad decisions. And a bad decision led to the pass being thrown right to Sabrina Clay.
Now Danny Teal gets fouled. Reaching in is Sierra Montgomery. She's a junior, and that's going to be 16 fouls now.
Her first.
First on Sierra Montgomery. So the streaks will be shooting free throws for the rest of the first half. 1:54 to play first quarter. Galesburg leading 15-9. Inbound to Sammy Thompson out right of the center circle. Dribbles left. And reaching in, no foul called on Giebelhausen. Sammy's got to protect that ball, though. Now Rainey Sibley gives to Sharon Diggins, right baseline outside the three-point arc. Back to Rainey on the right wing. And her pass is knocked away. Diving after it is Sammy Thompson, and she ties up Sierra Montgomery. Nice hustle by Sammy, but a couple of lackadaisical passes there by the streaks.
Well, you know, the other side of that is if they're going to let Giebelhausen reach in like that, our guards are going to have a tough night, because that she's got some long arms to be putting into the dribbling.
So it'll be Kurth to inbound near midcourt just by the East Peoria bench. And it comes to Watson, drives down the left side. Shot partially blocked by Casey Williams. Casey down with a rebound. She's in there with Allison Mangieri, Jessica Lieber, Chloe Anderson, and Lexi Daniels. Jessica Lieber, right side, gets to Lexi Daniels, right wing. Out top of the key, it goes to KC Williams. Now Jessica Lieber drives right down the right side lane. It opens up for her, scoops it up off the glass, and got it. She's got five. Make it 17-9 streaks, 1:17 to play first quarter. And it comes to Giebelhausen. Gets to Kerr, still in the backcourt. Back to Giebelhausen near the streaks free throw line. Now finally gets it across, a near steal, but it's run down by Brooke Jacobs. Underneath, the travel is going to be called on Sierra Montgomery. Got the pass down on the left block, but didn't have her footing right. Took an extra step there. Streaks get it back on the East Peoria turnover with 1:03 to play in the quarter.
Well, and she was trying to clear out space, it looked like, too. She was trying to push Casey Williams off of her, so she tried to take an extra step. I don't think she realized which pivot foot she had established.
Back in for East Peoria, Nicole Montgomery, also Courtney Potendike checking back in. Jessica Lieber across midcourt, Casey Williams on high left side, dribbles right down the right side of the lane, kicks out to Lexi Daniels, right baseline, three-pointer off the back iron, off the front iron, and the rebound comes down to Chloe Anderson. Chloe leans in up off the glass, bounces off, no good, but she's fouled. Nice job by Chloe, and just what you said earlier in the game, Eric, you're talking about Sharon going in, worrying about getting it blocked. Chloe's going right after the bigger girls, and twice now they've called the foul.
Right, and the other thing you have got to like is one of the things we talked about before the last game, Tom, was the fact that we were concerned about who was going to pick up for Sadie and Myra in their intensity inside, their toughness, and their just their pure strength. And Chloe's doing a pretty good job right now doing a Myra Diggins impression underneath the basket. She's ripping balls away, and she's taking control under the rim.
Foul went against Courtney Potendike. That is her second. First free throw no good by Chloe Anderson. Second one up. That bounces off the back iron. No good. Rebound to Nicole Montgomery. And her outlet pass knocked away by Sharon Diggins. 46.8 to play here in the quarter. Back in for Galesburg, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, Jessica Lieber, Sabrina Clay, and Chloe Anderson on the floor as well. Full court pressure. Inbound comes to Watson. Back to Montgomery. This is Nicole Montgomery in the backcourt. On the dribble against Chloe Anderson. Cross midcourt right side. Pass knocked away by back into the backcourt by Sharon Diggins. Montgomery runs it down. Gets to Giebelhausen. Down on the left block. This is Sierra Montgomery. Back to Giebelhausen. Left wing. Swing it over to the right wing to Kurth. Top of the key. Giebelhausen fires a long three from straight on. No good. Usually only see Galesburg players shooting from that distance. Rebound comes down to Sierra Montgomery. Out on the right side. This is Watson. Her 18-footer is no good. Rebound comes out long to Giebelhausen on the left wing. Has an open lane to the basket on the left baseline. Takes it in. Lays it up and good. Her second basket. Make it 17-11. 10 seconds to play. Sharon Diggins, right baseline three-pointer. Blocked away by Giebelhausen. Nice defensive play. Giebelhausen, after scoring the basket, hustled back. And it looked like Sharon had all day to shoot that one, so she was taking her time. But Giebelhausen made a nice athletic play and got there and blocked it out of bounds. But the Streets get it back with 6.9 to play. Jessica Liebel will inbound as Danny Teal checks in for Chloe Anderson. And it comes to Sharon Diggins, right wing, fires a three, and got it.
Good job by Sharon not being deterred by getting her shot blocked.
1 second to play, and East Peoria does not even get it in bounds. After one, it is Galesburg 20, East Peoria 11. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Colder months are soon approaching and snow and ice will cover our green grass. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. I'm here to help Karen continue to serve our customers. Craddy Insurance, along with Rockford Mutual Insurance Company, are here to protect your home and car from winter mishaps. We are a family business here to help your family. We offer competitive rates through Rockford Mutual Insurance Company. Stop in and see us at 1197 North Henderson Street or give Karen or I a call for your free quote at 342-0071.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, this is Mandy Balser from WGIL. The Knoxville Athletic Boosters Club holds its $10,000 early bird kickoff on Friday the 23rd at the Knoxville American Legion. They'll have 50-50 tickets and the $10,000 tickets for sale, plus live music from Paddle Faster. For more info, head to WGIL.com.
These community announcements are brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg.
I'm News Director Will Stevenson. If you see news happening or want us to report on a story, tell us about it 24/7 by emailing news at WGIL.com.
One quarter of the books from John Thiel, Jimtown, Meredith, along with Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the East Peoria Red Raiders 20-11. They're spelling out the cheeseburgers for the triple cheeseburger. We've got the C-H-E-Z up there. They're doing it a little bit different this year because you only need for the Streaks to make 10 to get your triple cheeseburger with the three ridiculous shirts. Streaks with the ball to start the second quarter. Nice drive of the baseline by Sharon Diggins. Got to Chloe Anderson. Her shot was blocked. Sharon down with a rebound. Takes it straight up, but she gets fouled. I believe this is going to go against Kurth. A nice job by Sharon that time. Drew the defender from the right baseline. Made the nice bounce pass to Chloe. Her shot got blocked. She got the rebound. Sharon got fouled. Kurth picks up her first foul, and that is the eighth team foul already on East Peoria. Just underway second quarter.
Yeah, they are not afraid to try to block shots underneath, and kind of like what we talked about with Sabrina Clay two days ago, that they do come down when they're trying to swat the ball. They need to learn how to just use their size as a disadvantage.
Sharon misses both free throws. The second one was in and just bounced out a little bit, but the Streaks pick up with full court pressure. Montgomery gets it across. This is Watson. Now to Kurth on the right wing. She'll fire a 19-footer. It is in and out, no good. Rebound off the hands of Casey Williams, and it was tipped last, they say, by Rainey Sibley. Goes back to East Peoria down on the right baseline. 7:31 to play first half. Streaks leading 20-11. And it has looked a little bit better overall what the Streaks are doing. Don't see the jitters we saw the other night.
Right. Everybody's handling the ball a little bit better. We haven't seen the fumbling of the basketball. And better communication.
Nicole Montgomery with a 15-footer down on the left baseline puts it up. And in her first basket, make it 20-13. Top of the key, Casey Williams out high left side, Rainey Sibley. Who thought Rainey was going to go to the basket, made the fake. The player jumped out at her, but she decided to pass it off. Now right baseline, Sharon Diggins. She'll pull up with a 17-footer. Got it. Nice job by Sharon. She's got 10 and make it 22-13. Nice job of, another thing you talked about, Eric, is driving in and not looking for that short-range jump shot, taking on into the defense every time, and that nice job by Sharon that time pulling up.
Yeah, and you've got to have a bit of a mid-range game. If you're going to be a complete player, you have to have that mid-range game because that's where people don't defend. You defend the three-point arc against the Streaks. You defend the interior against the Streaks. Not a lot of defense in that mid-range game. So if you can knock those down, you have a better shot.
Watson, 17-footer, right wing, no good. Sabrina Clay down with a rebound. Outlet to Jessica Lieber. Also Danny Teal, Lexi Daniels, Allison Mangieri in for the Streaks. 6:48 to play first half. Galesburg leads 22-13. Left baseline. Lexi Daniels sets herself, fires a three, and got it. That was a good-looking shot. She's turned, got her feet set, and got her shoulder square, put it up and in. Three-pointer for Lexi Daniels. First basket of the ballgame. Make it 25-13. Now a steal by Jessica Lieber. She'll fire the three from straight on. Blocked partially by Giebelhausen. We're going to have a push on the rebound. It's going to go against Danny Teal.
It was actually Sabrina Clay with the steal. She did a good job playing free safety. She saw the ball coming after the Streaks tried to do a little bit of a trap and were able to fly to the middle of the floor to make the steal.
And a timeout called by Jay Bowman, head coach of East Peoria. It's a full timeout. We will take one as well. 6:29 to play first half. Galesburg 25, East Peoria 13. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
6:29 to play first half. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the East Peoria Red Raiders 25-13. Tom Arith along with Eric Gibson. We see Rock Island head coach Thad Hoover and assistant Henry Hall, and their star Brewer is here with them here tonight watching the Streaks. They also were here watching the Alamo Metamora game. They're seeing a pretty good Streaks team so far tonight.
Yes, they are. Also seeing exactly what the younger kids can do now on the Streaks, which is something you always wonder about at the high school level.
Giebelhausen left side for East Peoria. 15-footer no good. Sierra Montgomery down with a rebound. Can't hit, but a foul's going to go against Casey Williams on the shot. That'll be Casey's second foul. 13 foul on the Streaks. Going to the free throw line, Sierra Montgomery. She is a junior. And since they have no heights on their roster, I'm guessing probably about 5'8". Comparing her to the Streaks players on the floor. First free throw up and rolls around and falls through. That's her first point of the night. Make it 25-14.
First point to go along with three rebounds, including two offensive rebounds.
And you talked about the Streaks trying to get used to their rotations, which I think they're starting to get used to that, who they're on the floor with most of the time as well. Second shot good as well, 25-15 Streaks. Left baseline, Sharon Diggins kicks to Sammy Thompson on the left wing. Also, Chloe Anderson, Rainey Sibley, Casey Williams in. Rainey Sibley drives right baseline, scoops up the shot, gets blocked, but a nice move by Rainey. It was blocked by Kerr. Now Sierra Montgomery running down the left side. Her shot is up and no good, but a foul is going to go against Sammy Thompson. Sammy went up in the air with her, got her with the body. She would have been better off to just one of those things you're going to learn, just going up with a hand straight up, but she went up in the air with her and caught her with the body a little bit. That'll be her first foul. 5:55 to play first half. Streaks lead 25-15. So Sierra Montgomery goes back to the free throw line where she just hit two.
Well, in that last possession, I was a little surprised because they were allowing Sharon to go baseline. I don't know if she's not comfortable with that left hand, but they were giving her the left hand baseline. Kind of similar to it was on the near side for us. The exact opposite of what Rainey took advantage of, but I think that Sharon had a much more open baseline to take.
Yeah, and that it didn't even look like she looked for it that time. She didn't even really move that way as Montgomery hits both free throws and make it an 8-point lead, 25-17. Lexi Daniels to Sabrina Clay, Jessica Lieber, Danny Teal, Allison Mangieri on the floor for the Streaks. Jessica Lieber down the right side lane, bounce pass to Danny Teal. A little bit low. It was a nice thought, but a little bit low and too much spin on the pass as she tried to get it through some traffic there.
Well, and you could see the look on Danny's face afterwards. She just didn't go down and catch the ball. She was ready to take the shot when that ball was coming.
Inbound comes to Giebelhausen. Back to Montgomery. Nicole Montgomery gets to Kurth on the left wing. Kurth drives in, swings it over to Watson on the right wing. Top of the key, Giebelhausen fires the three. It's short. And rebound comes down to Sierra Montgomery again, but it's stolen away by Sabrina Clay. Hands off to Jessica Lieber. Jess on the run across midcourt, right of the center circle. Sets up, gives to Sabrina Clay. Top of the key, takes a dribble left. Now picks up and gives to Lexi Daniels. Left wing out high left side to Jessica Lieber. Top of the key, Lexi Daniels. She'll fire the three and got it. Her second of the ball game, third of the season. Make it 28-17 Streaks, 5:10 to play here in the first half.
She's starting to feel a little bit more confident. You can tell by the way she's taking the shot. She's not pausing. She's going right into it and getting good lift.
Six threes in the ball game for the Streaks. They equaled their total from the other night.
Giebelhausen returns the favor.
So from out high on the right side, Kylie Giebelhausen. She's got 7 points. Make it 28-20 Streaks. Out high right side, Sabrina Clay. Jessica Lieber standing on the volleyball spike line between the circles. Right wing, Lexi Daniels.
She She thought about it again.
Yeah, she did. Montgomery made sure and closed out on her. Now the ball gets knocked away into the backcourt, and they're going to say it was knocked away by Kurse, so Jessica Lieber able to pick it up. Sabrina Clay now top of the key. Danny Teal right side to Jessica Lieber. Can't find Clay on the give and go. Now Lexi Daniels, three from straight arm. That one rolls off no good. Didn't quite get her feet set that time. Rebound comes down to Watson.
I thought she had it, though. It looked like it had a good trajectory.
Yeah. This is Giebelhausen, top of the key, drives into the paint. Nice dish down on the left block to Sierra Montgomery. She can't hit. She shoots well from the free throw line, but from nowhere else.
Too unselfish right there.
Now this is Allison Mangieri, left wing to Sabrina Clay, between the circles, out high right side to Lexi Daniels. Swings it to Jessica Lieber, out high on the left side. Long three-pointer is blocked by Giebelhausen, but Jessica Lieber gets the rebound, drives underneath, gets blocked from behind, comes down with it, gets blocked again, and this time she's going to go to the free throw line. And the official's looking, and it looks like it's going to go against Sierra Montgomery. And it does. Nice shot by Jessica after the shot got blocked by Giebelhausen out high. Giebelhausen was kind of starting to run the floor, and Jessica went and got the ball, drove right down under the basket.
Well, that's Jessica's high basketball IQ. She realizes that she's not the tallest player on the floor by any means. So if her shot gets blocked, she knows that it's going to come back down. So she just waited for the ball to come back down. And like you said, aggressive drive straight down the lane to get herself inside to set herself up to get these free throws.
Just picked up her sixth point of the night. She had 19 the other night, working on getting to that 1,000-point mark for her career. Second shot up and good as well. And on Tuesday night, Jess was 11 for 13 from the free throw line. Line change for the streaks. Michaela Isley, Randy Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Sammy Thompson, and Casey Williams in for Galesburg. 3:53 to play first half. Streaks lead 30-20. And it comes to Giebelhausen. Watson across midcourt, right side for East Peoria. Runs it down the right side, kicks out to the right wing. This is Jacobs. She'll fire a three-pointer. No good. Rebound to Giebelhausen. And she loses control of it. I think it was actually knocked away by Casey Williams. Sammy Thompson dives after, comes up with it. Gives to Rainey Sibley. Rainey on the run. Left wing. Lost a handle on it. Goes to the floor. Now we're going to have a tie-up. And the possession arrow points toward East Peoria. Rainey just kind of lost the handle on it on the dribble there. Ended up getting tied up with Jacobs. It'll go back the other way. 3:34 to play in the half. Streaks lead 30-20.
This East Peoria team's not afraid to shoot the three.
Inbound comes to Watson. Drives down the right side. Shot blocked by Casey Williams. Casey down with a rebound, but gets tied up by Watson. Nice defensive play again by Casey Williams. And we see the difference from at least early in the season last year. We talked about late last year how she became such a much better defender. Went straight up, hand straight up, got the ball, tipped it straight up, came down with it.
Yeah, a real good job by Casey Williams there again. And she's learning how to use body control on the floor.
Now Casey with a three-pointer gets blocked by Jacobs. Rebound Michaela Isley. Kicks out to Sammy Thompson, right wing. Swing it between the circles to Sharon Diggins. Back to Sammy Thompson between the circles. Dribbles left on the left wing now. Still with the dribble. Now picks up and looks for help. And gets to Sharon Diggins at the free throw line. Actually, the pass was tipped away, and it's going to go off of Sharon last year. Sharon had gone up in the air with it, and it got tipped as she went up for it and went off her fingers last to go back the other way.
The unfortunate thing is that it was Casey Williams who tipped it. She tipped it first, thinking the pass was to her, and then she gator-armed it, knowing that Sharon was behind her. And then Sharon also gator-armed it because she didn't think the pass was coming through.
Okay, now we've got the C-H-E-Z-B-U up. Is that Shabu?
Shabu.
With the six three-pointers. East Peoria with the ball. Allison Mangieri, Jessica Lieber, Lexi Daniels, Chloe Anderson, and Katie Lingefelder back in for the streaks. This is Giebelhausen, three-pointer. Left wing is good. That's her second of the second quarter. She's got 10 points. Make it 30-23. Lexi Daniels, right baseline three-pointer, no good. Jessica Lieber with a rebound in the paint. Scoops it up with the left hand and got it. Split the defenders. Nice job by Jessica again. And she's got nine. Make it 32-23. Our first palindrome score of the season. Streaks with a lead. 2:30 to play here in the first half. Giebelhausen to the left baseline. It goes to Kurth. She'll fire the three, and it's an air ball. Rebound fought for by Chloe Anderson. Now picked up by Katie Lingefelter. And goes to Jessica Lieber. Three-on-one break. Down court goes to Allison Mangieri. Pulls back, looks for the three. Now picks up as the defense closed out on her. Gives to Katie Lingefelter. Katie with the ball. Takes to the top of the key. Gets knocked away. Picks it back up. Gives to Jessica Lieber right of the center circle. Jess drives in. Nice dish to the left baseline to Chloe Anderson. Can't hit the shot, but she gets fouled from behind by Brooke Jacobs.
Yeah, and a good job again right there by Jessica Lieber. She pulled the defense to her by driving down the middle of the lane. And nice little dish dump to Chloe Anderson.
2:04 to play in the half. 32-23 streaks. Chloe Anderson at the free throw line. First shot is up and good.
Well, she's 2 of 5 now.
Back in, Sharon Diggins, Sammy Thompson, Sabrina Clay, and Rainey Sibley, and Danny Teal waits to replace Chloe Anderson.
Streaks push their lead back up to 10 points. 2:04 left to go here in the half, the opening half.
Second shot good for Chloe Anderson, so she will now be replaced by Danny Teelstreaks. Will pick up full court pressure into the ball game for East Peoria. Turner McPhee as she replaces Sarah Kerr. Montgomery inbounds to Watson. Back to Montgomery. It's Nicole Montgomery. Gets a pick from Giebelhausen. Now Giebelhausen has it. Can travel with the ball. No call. Took a couple of steps before she made the pass. Gets it across to Jacob. Now to Giebelhausen, top of the key. Left wing goes to Watson. She'll fire the quick three. It's off the rim. No. Rebound comes down to McPhee for East Peoria. Giebelhausen at the free throw line. Nice look underneath to Nicole Montgomery on the left block. Puts it up. Rolls off. No good. Rebound comes down. And a jump ball called. Jacobs and Sammy Thompson fighting for it. Possession arrow points toward East Peoria.
Well, a good job right there by the Streaks with their rotation. But the thing when you're having to rotate left and right real quickly is you don't get good box-out position. And we saw that there. That's how those rebounds stayed in the hands of the Raiders.
Nicole Montgomery drives down. Nice dish down on the left block to Brooke Jacobs. She lays it up and in. It almost rolled off, but finally rolled in. Make it 34-25. Streaks a minute and a half to play in the first half. Top of the key, Sabrina Clay, right wing, Sharon Diggins, drives on Giebelhausen, gets behind her, puts it up from five, no good, gets her own rebound, falls away up off the glass, can't hit, rebound comes down to Danny Teal, kicks out to Rainey Sibley, top of the key, she'll fire the three, off the back iron, no, rebound comes down to Watson, and we're going to have a foul called on Danny Teal going over the back on that one. Nice job by Sharon. She took it right past Giebelhausen that time. Couldn't hit the first shot. Got the second one. A little bit too hard on that one. Nice job for the Streaks fighting for the offensive rebounds, but didn't get anything to show for it that time.
Minute 14 left to go in the first half, and Streaks still are not, or the Raiders still are not in the bonus as the Streaks only 16 fouls.
And that was the second on Danny Teal as Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangieri, Lexi Daniels, Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams back in for the Streaks. Jacobs right side runs down, stops on the wing, looks for help. Top of the key, Giebelhausen, pass the left baseline to Watson. 10-footer up and good. They do a pretty good job of moving the ball around and getting an open shot. Jessica Lieber crosses over down the right side, up off the glass, got it in, she's fouled. What a nice move by Jessica Lieber. Got past the free throw line on the right side, crossed over between the defenders, scooped it up off the glass, and the foul went against, I believe, it was Nicole Montgomery picked it up.
Another one of those great finger rolls from Jessica Lieber. She just kind of puts it down below the waist and rolls it up to the rim.
Foul actually went against Giebelhausen. That's her second foul. So Jessica Lieber now with 11. Streaks lead 36-27. 57.6 seconds to play here on the half. Back in, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins. Also Chloe Anderson, Sabrina Clay, Jessica Lieber for the Streaks. Free throw up and good. So she completes the three-point play.
She's now got 12.
Back to a 10-point lead. A near steal by Sharon Diggins on the inbound. Knocks it away. And the Raiders will trigger again from the other side of the baseline. Nicole Montgomery will inbound. In it comes, and another near steal by Sharon Diggins, and finally she does run it down in the backcourt. Tried to get to Chloe Anderson. Errant pass. Now Chloe dives after it, and she's going to get tied up with Nicole Montgomery. Good hustle again by the Streaks. Possession arrow pointing their way this time with 47.8 to play. They're doing something a little bit different on the full-court press. Chloe Anderson's not playing right up on the ball. She's playing back a little bit.
Well, what they have to realize is what it looks like East Peoria is doing is whoever catches the ball first is immediately passing it to a wing. So what you have to do is you got to kind of anticipate that, and you got to clamp down on the wings after that pass comes in.
Brooke Jacobs with a steal, runs down the left side, lays it up with a right hand, and got it. Her second basket, make it 37-29. Now it's Sharon Diggins, three-pointer, right baseline. That's off the mark. Chloe Anderson, weak side rebound, gets fouled, no call. And now we're going to have a foul call on Chloe, I think. Well, she got fouled going up for the shot, and she does get called for it, as they're going to say she went over the back of Turner McPhee, which she probably did. However, she really got hammered on the shot she tried to put up.
Yeah, positive thing, though, for Chloe. Four offensive rebounds now already in the first half.
So we'll walk it the other way, and this is the first attempt at the bonus for East Peoria. So Turner McPhee goes to the line with a chance of one a bonus. 27.1 to play here in the first half. Streaks leading 37-29. Turner McPhee, a junior guard. Shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Jacobs. Now shot up and no good. Rebound comes down to Watson this time. Now it's McPhee. Kurth swings it over to Jacobs on the left wing. 16 seconds to play. Jacobs traveled with it. No call. I mean, literally, she changed her pivot foot right in front of the official. She crossed over, picked up, and took a step, and then made the pass. And Evan Massey was signaling that to the official. They can't hear him because he's got laryngitis.
Maybe a good thing.
This is, the ball gets knocked out of bounds, and it goes back to East Peoria. Montgomery to inbound, and it comes to Watson out high on the right side. 10 seconds to play. Pass knocked away by Allison Mangieri. Sabrina Clay to Jessica Lieber, now Sharon Diggins stepped back. Now she's going to drive baseline, and they're going to call a foul as she was on the drive. It's going to go against.
Should be two shots regardless. I think it's going to go on Ellie Watson.
Yeah, Watson gets the
That's
foul.
That's her second.
Yep, so two shots for, and I'm not sure where the contact was even on that. She made a nice, she stepped back like she was going to take the three and then blew past her, but Sharon's going to go to the free throw line with two shots.
Well,
and,
with
boy,
the luck
struggle tonight.
Yeah, I was going to say, with the luck she's having, she would have much rather just have been allowed to play on.
She was 3-for-4 from the line on Tuesday night, but 0-for-3 thus far tonight. Chloe Anderson checks in for Danny Teal. She's in there with Rainey Sibley, Jessica Lieber, and Sabrina Clay. Sharon Diggins at the free throw line with 3.5 seconds to play in the first half. Streaks leading 37-29. Second shot is good. Sharon with 10 points in the half. Now Sharon with a steal at midcourt. As time runs out, we have played one half of basketball. And it has been all Galesburg. East Greer is still hanging around, but the streak's in control. After one half, it is Galesburg 38, East Peoria 29. We'll come back with our halftime show. We'll run down our scoreboard, our stats as well. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Every single drop is the finest liquid chocolate known to man.
The classic music, one-of-a-kind characters, and all that delicious candy. Prairie Players invites you to the Orpheum Theater this weekend to see Roald Dahl's Willy Wonka. Under the direction and choreography of Robert Thompson Jr. and featuring a cast of more than 40 local actors with a chorus of over 20 local children, Willy Wonka is guaranteed to be a sweet treat for audiences of all ages.
So you're Charlie Bucket. Odd coincidence you finding your ticket on the very last minute of the very last day.
Indulge in the timeless story of the world-famous Candyman and his quest to find an heir to his candy empire in this stage adaptation of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
And isn't it deliciously tempting?
Prairie Players' Willy Wonka plays tomorrow and Saturday night at 7:30, Sunday at 3. Give in to the temptation and get your tickets today at the Orpheum box office or online at theorpheum.org. Just $17 for adults, $10 for students. Proudly sponsored by Innkeeper's Coffee.
You say Black Friday, Gale Credit Union says Black Monday. Monday, November 19th, rates for auto loans start at 0.5% at 7 a.m. Or consolidate bills and pay off high-rate credit cards with a personal loan starting at 3.5% at 7 a.m. Rates go up a quarter of a percent per hour, so get there early for your Gale Credit Union pre-Black Friday loan. Must be a member to qualify with a credit score of 640 or higher. Check galecu.net for details. Gale Credit Union, corner of Henderson and Losey in Galesburg.
Move over Black Friday. We're calling this one Half Friday. Galesburg.info presents Dine on a Dime tomorrow morning starting at 8. Go to Galesburg.info, keyword dine. There you're going to find a list of area restaurants with certificates that you can buy for half price. Food from McGillicuddy's and Arby's, Sirloin Stockade and Acapulco's, Skepecki's, Made Right, Charlie's, and more. Who needs Black Friday when you can knock out a lot of your Christmas shopping on Half Friday? Dine on a Dime tomorrow morning starting at 8. Go to Galesburg.info, keyword dine.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back at John Field Gym, we've played one half of basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the East Peoria Red Raiders 38-29. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson, Nick Simpson, our studio engineer tonight for Silver Streak basketball. And time to take a look at our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. As we said, the Streaks lead 38-29. They were up 20-11 at the end of the first quarter. Both teams scored 18 points in that second quarter. The first game here tonight had the Alamann Pioneers defeat the Metamora Redbirds 60-39. Of course, the Streaks will take on Metamora tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. We'll take the air around 7:40 for that ball game. The other scores from the tournament, Galesburg sophomores a winner, 56-50 over Illini West the other night. Don't have their result from tonight as of yet. The other games, Metamora beat Leroy on Tuesday night, Springfield over East Peoria. It was Dunlap over United Township, and of course the Streaks beat Illini West. Alamann had defeated Knoxville as well. Galesburg High boys season opening up next week. Streaks will open up on Wednesday night, their portion of the Thanksgiving tournament. Their opener will be against the East Peoria Red Raiders as well. That'll be coming up Wednesday night. That's scheduled to start at 7:30, so about 7:06 for the pregame with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee here on WGIL and WGIL.com. And, of course, as we mentioned, if you've got your smart device, your smartphone or tablet or whatever, you can download the TuneIn Radio app, and you can get it on there as well. So the boys will open up next Wednesday. They'll also play twice on Friday and twice on Saturday. First at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon against Diet out of Chicago. 7 o'clock against Westinghouse out of Chicago. Saturday at noon against Inglewood. And then Saturday night at 7, they will take on the Limestone Rockets. We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the East Peoria Red Raiders 38-29. We'll come back and take a look at our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is the sound of a Dr. Pepper being dispensed from a McDonald's soda fountain. Listen carefully as we scientifically enhance the audio. The one-of-a-kind taste of an icy cold Dr. Pepper from McDonald's just naturally refreshes your spirits. And here is the sound of discovering it's just a dollar. Get any size soft drink or sweet tea at McDonald's for just $1. The simple joy of living loud. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only for a limited time.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball is brought to you in part by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048, and by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy with a low of 32 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 55. Tomorrow night, clear with an overnight low of 32. Saturday, sunny with a high of 55. Saturday night, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 32. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 52. Sunday night, cloudy with a low of 38. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 38 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
A more in-depth look at the day's local news and happenings. The WGIL Evening News, weeknights at 5 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back at John Field Gym, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streak lead the East Peoria Red Raiders 38-29. I'm trying to figure out what the theme is tonight. And there's a bicycle
Bikers.
Over there, Eric. Is that what it is?
I think so.
It's one of those bicycles that actually looks like a chopper motorcycle.
Yeah, because they've all got like headbands and cut-off t-shirts.
Well, I see the one that's on the bicycle now has the ZZ Top looking
beard. Yes, he does.
So. We're at halftime here. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Time to take a look at our halftime stats brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Streaks outscored the Raiders 20-11 in the first quarter. They each scored 18 in the second quarter. Galesburg led by a couple of players in double figures. Jessica Lieber with 12. She's got a three-pointer, a traditional three-point play. Three twos, and she's three for three from the free throw line, 12 points. Sharon Diggins with 11 points. A couple of threes, a couple of twos. The only place she struggled was from the free throw line, just one of four. 6 points for the freshman Lexi Daniels on a couple of threes in that second quarter. 5 points for Chloe Anderson on a basket, and she's three out of six from the free throw line. 3 points for Rainey Sibley on a three. One for Sammy Thompson on one for two from the line. Streaks with 6 three-pointers, 8 for 15 from the line. For the Red Raiders, 10 points for Kylie Giebelhausen. She's got a couple of threes, a couple of twos. 5 points for Sarah Kurth off the bench, including a three-pointer. 4 for Brooke Jacobs. 2 apiece for Allie Watson and Courtney Potendike. Also Nicole Montgomery. 4 points for Sierra Montgomery on 4 for 4 from the free throw line. They've hit three-pointers and three three-pointers, 4 for 5 from the free throw line.
Well, the numbers actually are a lot closer than you would expect. Right now, the Streaks have 10 turnovers to 14 for East Peoria. 22-18, the Streaks actually lead in the rebounding department. 15-0 offensive boards for the Streaks and only 9 for East Peoria. Streaks shooting the ball all right, 6 for 16 from inside the arc, 6 for 18 from outside the arc, so that's 12 for 34. On the other side, East Peoria is 8 of 20 from inside the arc. 3 of 7 for outside the arc. You know, like I commented in the first half, Tom, this is kind of surprising to see a team that's willing to shoot the 3 as much as they are. And then when you look at the rebounding numbers, the Streaks doing a really good job on the boards. Rebounding leaders for the Streaks right now, 4 for Chloe Anderson, all offensive, and 4 for Jessica Lieber, 3 offensive. So those are good numbers to see. Casey Williams has contributed 2 steals and 2 blocks, 3 steals for Sharon Diggins, and 5 steals for Sabrina Clay. On the rebounding side, for East Peoria, the leader is 4 for Sierra Montgomery off the bench, but 4 blocks for Kylie Gabelhausen, a very nice-looking player.
You know, as you mentioned them shooting the 3, it seemed like just all of a sudden, almost a concerted effort, that all of a sudden, every time they saw that opening, boom, they were firing it outside the arc for that open look.
Well, and you know, looking at them shoot, we've seen girls' teams, and this isn't supposed to be demeaning or degrading in any way, we've seen girls' teams in the past that you can tell they don't normally shoot it because they don't have the form, they don't have the accuracy. This team is actually shooting pretty good and has pretty good form in shooting the basketball. And so, you know, Kylie Gabelhausen, I'll tell you what, she's one of the most impressive players that I've seen early in this tournament. I think that she's not living up to everything she could. She has to learn how to play a little bit more aggressively when she gets the basketball in her hands. I've seen her settle for long shots too often where she could be driving in.
East Peoria with a basketball to start the second half, and it comes to Gabelhausen, and she swings it over to Reedy. Reedy drives right side, pass knocked away, and it's actually going to go off of Courtney Potendike last. And, you know, she reminds me a little bit, Gabelhausen, of the young lady from Dunlap, the very athletic one, the Hanson girl. Hanson's just a much better all-around ball handler and everything. Gabelhausen, not a real good ball handler, although she can shoot from the perimeter.
Well, and Gabelhausen, I think, is pretty much almost tapped out, whereas I think you're going to see Hanson develop even more.
Sharon Diggins missed a shot, drove on the left baseline. Now a near steal by Jessica Lieber. It's going to go out of bounds on the near side, and East Peoria will have it back on this end of the floor. Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, Jessica Lieber for the Streaks, who lead 38-29. 7.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter, just underway second half. Right wing, this is Watson for East Peoria. Brings it out between the circles on the dribble against Jessica Lieber. Now double teamed. Gets it off to Gabelhausen. Drives to the left elbow. Nice look underneath to Reedy. Lays it up off the glass and got it.
Well, that was a good play right there by Gabelhausen. She did pass up the shot, but she was able to get Reedy wide open.
Now foul on the floor. The ball went to the floor in the paint. Chloe Anderson going after it, but a push is called. It's going to go against, I believe, Watson.
Well, the good thing right there is Chloe mishandled the basketball, but she, again, showing that effort, got down there, and she tried to save the possession for the Streaks, and based on her ability to get to the ball and then fend off the defender, she was able to pick up that foul as well.
Third foul on Allie Watson. That's the first team foul in this half. In for the Streaks, Danny Teal, Allison Mangieri, Lexi Daniels, and Sabrina Clay. Jessica Liebert inbound from the left baseline. In it comes to Lexi Daniels, left wing, shot is blocked, three-pointer, but the rebound comes down to Allison Mangieri, the block by Michaela Reedy. This team has some size for East Peoria because Reed is another one, probably a good 5'9 with long arms. Out high right side, Sabrina Clay runs it down, gives to Allison Mangieri out high on the left side. Dribbles right, gives to Jessica Lieber out high on the right side, working against Gabelhausen. Drives in, gets past her, scoops it up from right in front off the glass and got it. And she recognized the mismatch with Gabelhausen out there on her, blew right past her.
Well, in an unconventional shot, too. Yeah. Lieber going right to the front of the rim and banked it in as opposed to going to the left-hand layup.
Near steal by Allison Mangieri. Montgomery able to come down with it. Now pass over the top to Gabelhausen is overthrown from Reedy, and the Streaks will bring it back the other way. 6:35 to play. Galesburg leading 40-31. Line change for the Streaks as Casey Williams, Sharon Diggins, also Sammy Thompson, Rainey Sibley, and Chloe Anderson check back in.
You know, and for as tall as Gabelhausen is, she does not seem to have much in the way of hops. So, because that pass right there looked like it would have been an easy catch for a lot of girls, a lot of taller girls, because it was put up over the defense.
And the ball knocked away on the far sideline in front of the Streaks bench. Galesburg will get it back. Rainey Sibley will inbound.
It always amazes me, and not, less so because they're not guarding the out-of-bounds, that Coach Massey has Rainey throw the ball in because she is the shortest option on the floor. You would think that you would use Chloe or Casey just so that you had a little bit more height.
This is Sharon Diggins. Top of the key, gets knocked away. Sharon runs it down left of the center circle and threw it over the top. She was trying to get it to either Casey Williams or Sammy Thompson. Threw it over the top of both of them, so the Streaks turned it over as another line change. Lexi Daniels Sabrina Clay, Allison Mangieri, Jessica Lieber, and Danny Teal in for the Streaks. 6:14 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 40-31.
So who plays the point in this setup, you think? Jessica Lieber?
I'm thinking yes.
See, and I almost think you're better off having Jess play off the ball, but that's going to be the role of Lexi Daniels, I think, in this group.
Great hustle by Danny Teal. Runs down Giebelhausen from behind, knocked it away. Then Giebelhausen returns a favor and knocked it away, but it went out of bounds, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court.
Well, that's Danny Teal's game right there. Hustle and make plays happen.
So Jessica Lieber will set for the Streaks. She'll bring it across midcourt, left of the center circle. Gets a pick from Sabrina Ooh. Clay. Stops and fires a long three-pointer and got it. Yeah, Sabrina Clay might have been moving a little bit on that pick. Didn't get called for it.
No, but that's a new wrinkle that we haven't seen. And, you know, I was just talking about how I'd like to see Jessica Lieber off the ball. Well, that's a one way to keep her on the ball.
Allison Mangieri with a steal. Brings it down, stops on the left wing, gives to Sabrina Clay. Now straight on, Jessica Lieber between the circles. Back to Sabrina Clay, looks over the defense, gives to Danny Teal on high right side. Jessica Lieber, give and go, tried to get it to Sabrina Clay, but tried to get it over the outstretched arms of Giebelhausen, and she's able to pick that pass off.
Fake high, go low.
Now this is Reedy, drives down the right side against Clay, and Sabrina reached in on that one, got a piece of the arm, rather than going straight up, kind of reached at the ball. And it's understandable because of the way Reedy came in. She was going up for the layup, but she brought it from down at her hip, and that's where Sabrina reached in.
Well, but again, this is what we talked about before. Sabrina needs to make that same adjustment that Casey Williams made last year. She's going to bother Reedy just being straight up and down. Sabrina's a very long girl, and if she goes straight up and down, it'll really affect Reedy on that shot because Sabrina had closed off the baseline, so it wasn't going to be an easy shot.
And that was her first foul, first team foul, second half on the Streaks. First free throw no good for Michaela Reedy as Rainey Sibley, Michaela Isley, Casey Williams, Sharon Diggins, Sammy Thompson check back in for the Streaks. Second free throw no good. Rebound Casey Williams will bring it down herself across midcourt right side. Hands off to Sammy Thompson. She'll dribble right. Pounds will dribble out high and gives to Casey Williams top of the key. Right side, Michaela Isley. Right wing, it goes to Sammy Thompson. Thompson dribbles left into the paint. Kicks out to Casey Williams on the right wing. She'll fire the long three right side. In and out, no good. Rebound off the hand of Sammy Thompson. And Nicole Montgomery comes down with it for East Peoria. Outlet to Reedy. Reedy's trapped up, gets it back to Montgomery, still in the backcourt, and now a reach foul is going to go against Sammy Thompson.
And well, the freshman with an interesting little play there. She drove to the lane and then no-look dump-off pass, just kind of dropped it through the defense so
it was
Casey
almost
could go
kind
get
of a
it.
Backwards wrap around the way she did it. That was a nice pass.
It was. It was very, very impressive. The one thing I will say is that Casey wasn't expecting it, so she didn't get it in optimal position, but still not a bad idea.
Giebelhausen right side, swing to left side. Nicole Montgomery, she'll fire the three. It's short. Rebound out long to Sammy Thompson. Thompson on the run. Streaks with numbers. Dribbles left. Crosses over. Down the left side. Scoops it up. No good, but gets fouled. Nice move again. That was not a freshman move there. Going down the right side, she recognized Montgomery was playing her to go right, so she switched it to the left. Actually took it up with the left hand like she needed to do to not just get a block to draw the contact and did that.
Well, and the other good thing is that she recognized where Nicole Montgomery was. Nicole was trying to take away and was going to try to block her, so she let Sammy led with her shoulder to absorb the contact and then get the ball up and try to make the three-point play.
I missed. Did she hit that first free throw? I missed
it.
Missed the first one. Okay, I was looking at the line change coming in. It's Katie Lingefelter, Allison Mangieri, Chloe Anderson, and Lexi Daniels check back in. Jessica Lieber waits to check in for Sammy Thompson. Second shot bounces off no good. Rebound comes down to Potendike for East Peoria. Outlet to Giebelhausen. Now it's Reedy. Now Montgomery, left wing, Kerr steps back, fires a three, can't hit. Rebound tipped around. It's brought down by Reedy on the right baseline. Out high to Giebelhausen. Left wing, it goes to Kerr. Dribble, stops. Gets it down to the left block to Potendike. Dribbles in the paint. Little baby hook is up and good for Courtney Potendike. Her second basket of the game. They get 43-33 Streaks.
Well, East Peoria is playing this game like they're down by 20. They're taking open threes, and I think they have an advantage on the inside. They need to keep pounding inside if they're going to get back into this game.
Long three left side. Allison Mangieri is good. Her first of the season. She had 3 points the other night on 3-for-4 from the free throw line, and nice look on that. She was a couple of steps back behind the three-point arc on the left wing. Puts it up and in. Now we've got a foul push called, I believe, on Sammy Thompson.
Well, another example of that laser of a three-pointer that she shoots. It would be nice to see a little bit more arc on that shot, but that being said, it went in, so you're always happy with the end result.
46-33 Streaks, 3:55 to play back in. Danny Teal, Sharon Diggins, Sabrina Clay, Rainey Sibley, and Jessica Lieber in now. Now 2-on-1 break pass over the top. Potendyke's shot partially blocked by Sabrina Clay. Sabrina down with a rebound. Outlet Jessica Lieber. Jess on the run. Cross midcourt right side. Right baseline. Sharon Diggins three-pointer blocked by Giebelhausen. Giebelhausen saw that one coming all the way. Sharon didn't see her coming all the way, because if she would have seen her coming across the lane, she would have known she could have done the head fake and drove baseline.
Well, Sharon definitely took a while to line that one up. I don't know what she was looking for.
Inbound Jessica Lieber to Sabrina Clay down on the left block. Can't hit, but she's fouled by Potendyke.
Well, this is going to be the third on Potendyke.
Yeah, that's her third. So Sabrina Clay goes to the free throw line with two shots. Hasn't scored tonight. Had 15 in her debut the other night, including 3 for 6 from the free throw line.
Not a lot of opportunities, though. That was her first shot attempt from the field, actually.
First one bounces off, no good. And, yeah, that give-and-go worked to perfection numerous times the other night. They tried it a couple times, and East Peoria's kind of bottled it up. They haven't been able to get that open tonight.
Well, I think East Peoria must have seen it or at least expected it, because they're fronting it, which when you front it, it takes it away completely, because they're playing help defense, so you can't really lob over the top.
Second shot up and good. Make it 47-33 streaks with 3:38 to play here in the third quarter. East Peoria breaks the press. Reedy Dunn runs down the left side. Can't hit the layup. Rebound comes down to Kurth. Her 10-footer in the lane is up and good. Sarah Kurth was 7. Make it 47-35. Back to a 12-point streaks lead. Top of the key. Sabrina Clay fires a 3 and got it! Sabrina Clay with a 3-pointer. No hesitation whatsoever. Puts it up and in. She's showing us she's got something other than that right under the basket game.
Yeah, she's showing us a little Jamie Johnson's last Sadie Hamilton game.
50-35 streaks now. A 15-point lead with 3:19 to play here in the third quarter. Chloe Anderson, Casey Williams, Lexi Daniels, Allison Mangieri, and Jessica Lieber back in for the streaks. 8 3-pointers now in the ball game for Galesburg. Reedy drives, gets it down on the left side. Sierra Montgomery can't hit the shot. Casey Williams got caught a little bit off guard there, a little bit off balance, and she's called for the bump, and that'll be her third foul.
Well, Casey was coming in full speed, and when she tried to stop to avoid the contact, it was Montgomery coming in towards her, so she ended up getting the bump.
Montgomery missed her first free throw right there. She was 4 for 4 before that one. All 4 points from the free throw line. 14 fouls on the streaks here on the second half. 3:10 to play in the third. Streaks lead 50-35. Second shot away. That one is short. Rebound Casey Williams, and she'll hand off to Jessica Lieber. Jess on the run across midcourt in the center circle. Goes left now. Brings it back to the right. Gives to Chloe Anderson, left wing. Now Jessica Lieber between the circles. Dribbles left to Allison Mangieri. She'll turn. Fakes the three. Drives baseline. Pass inside to Casey Williams. Casey can't hang on. A little bit. Maybe too much bounce on it there, but a nice thought by Allison Mangieri.
And I don't know that Casey was expecting it.
Now a right side, a long two-pointer by Reedy was no good. Jessica Lieber with a long rebound gets to Chloe Anderson. Chloe picks up back to Jessica Lieber. She'll bring it across right of the center circle. Left wing, Allison Mangieri fakes a three again, drives, hands off to Jessica Lieber on the left wing.
Her fans wanted it.
She'll bring it back out, and it gets actually tipped into the backcourt. Jessica able to run it down, brings it back into the front court.
The kid's looking for that triple cheeseburger.
Yep. Oh, nice spin move by Jessica Lieber. Runs it up with the right hand up off the glass. It's good. Got past Giebelhausen again on the spin. Laid it up and good. And Jessica Lieber with 19 again. 52-35 streaks and a timeout called by East Peoria head coach Jay Bowman. And this is a full timeout. We will take one as well. 2:10 to play third quarter. Galesburg 52, East Peoria 35. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Colder months are soon approaching and snow and ice will cover our green grass. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. I'm here to help Karen continue to serve our customers. Craddy Insurance, along with Rockford Mutual Insurance Company, are here to protect your home and car from winter mishaps. We are a family business here to help your family. We offer competitive rates through Rockford Mutual Insurance Company. Stop in and see us at 1197 North Henderson Street or give Karen or I a call for your free quote at 342-0071.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
2:10 to play in the third quarter here at John Thiel Gym. Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the East Peoria Red Raiders 52-35. Streaks with 8 3-pointers in the game. As Eric mentioned, the fans, especially the student section, looking for them to get to that 10 mark, the ridiculous mark for this season. As the streaks come out with Sabrina Clay, who's hit a three, Sammy Thompson, Danny Teal, Sharon Diggins, and Rainey Sibley.
Okay, if the group on the floor gets the 10, who's hitting it? I'm going with Rainey.
Okay. Well, the way Sabrina Clay looked on that one she fired up there, I don't know. I think I'm going to have to go with her.
Okay, so we'll see if this group can pull the 10th. I've got Rainey on it.
It'll have to be quick, though, because they'll only have a little more than a minute before the next five checks in. East Peoria with the ball in the backcourt. This is Reedy. Streaks pick up with pressure. Reedy against Danny Teal across midcourt, right side, picks up, trapped up now to Sierra Montgomery, stolen away by Sharon Diggins to Sabrina Clay. She'll bring it across herself, nearly a carry on that, and gets it to Sammy Thompson. Kicks it left wing, Rainey Sibley now to Sabrina Clay, top of the key on high right side. Sharon Diggins drives baseline, leans in, up off the glass, too hard, rebound comes down to
Jacobs
for East Peoria. Now this is Giebelhausen in the backcourt on the dribble. Gets it across to Jacobs and nearly traveled. Got to Montgomery down on the left block. She lays it up and in. That's Sierra Montgomery, her first basket of the ball game. 52-37 streaks, 1:30 to play here in the third quarter. Sammy Thompson has it knocked away. Jacobs comes up with it. Runs it down the right side, lays it up and got it.
Good idea right there by Sammy not to try to reach over the top to block the shot. It would have probably ended up in a three-point play.
52-39 now. This is Sammy Thompson between the circles. Sharon Diggins left wing. She'll fire the three. Got blocked again, this time by Reedy. And the rebound was tipped up. It looked like both Sabrina Clay and Danny Teal got a hand on it. It's going to come back the other way to East Peoria. They'll bring it the length of the court. So now we've got Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangieri, Lexi Daniels, Jessica Lieber, and Casey Williams in there for the streaks. Any one of them can put up a three.
I've got Lexi.
I will go with Allison Mangieri this time with this group. Ooh. If they can get the two of them. This is Reedy in the backcourt, across midcourt, left side, on the run, picks up on the left wing, kicks out to Giebelhausen, out high left side, puts it on the floor, stops, gets to Reedy, left baseline, 18-footer, a short rebound comes down to Chloe Anderson, but gets tied up right away by Jacobs, and the possession arrow points toward the streaks with 56 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Galesburg leading 52-39. Jessica Lieber brings it across left of the center circle. Gets a pick from Casey Williams, top of the key. Now East Peoria back in a 2-3 zone. Jessica Lieber splits it, though, down the right side and gets bumped going up. I think it's going to go against Sierra Montgomery. She was there along with Giebelhausen. And it does go against Montgomery. That'll be her third foul, fourth team foul on East Peoria here in the second half.
It's almost like Coach Massey knows the game we're playing here, and he's subbing every time there's a stoppage in play.
No, don't shoot a three now. Just take it to the basket.
Yeah.
As Jessica Lieber hits the first of two. She's got 20 points as Sabrina Clay, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins, and Danny Teal check back in. Okay, my bet now is that we're not going to get two of them even put up in this last 46 and a half seconds of the quarter. Second one for Jessica Lieber. Rolls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Jacobs. And now this is Giebelhausen trapped up in the backcourt looking for help to Sierra Montgomery. And, what do we have? Oh, a timeout
call. Oh, I was going to say that the baseline official on the farthest official from the play was making a foul call. I was going to be surprised.
And this is a 30-second timeout. Yeah, that's what I thought, but it was Jay Bowman calling a timeout because he thought he was going to get a 10 call if he didn't. So 35.8 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 53-39. Tomorrow night, a little bit later start. 8 o'clock scheduled tip tomorrow night. So about 7:40 for the pregame with Eric and I as the Streaks will take on the Metamora Redbirds. And then Saturday night, we'll have the Springfield Senators here at John Field Gymnasium. They defeated East Peoria 61-45 on Tuesday night in their opener. And we'll take the air at about 7:10 on Saturday night. That one's scheduled to start at 7:30. East Peoria to inbound from midcourt. Kurth, then it comes in the backcourt to Reedy. Now Jacobs actually goes to Kurth over the top. Wide open underneath. Sierra Montgomery lays it up and got it. That is her second basket of the quarter. She's got eight. 23 seconds to play. Jessica Lieber to Sabrina Clay, top of the key. 20 seconds to play. And what's the call?
I don't know. It's got to be a foul.
He's not indicating anything. Foul goes against Sierra Montgomery. A push, and it must have been as Sharon Diggins was trying to get across the lane. I think that's where the call was. So she picks up her fourth foul, and that's a 15th foul now on East Peoria as Allison Mangieri, Casey Williams replace Sabrina Clay and Rainey Sibley. Jessica Lieber to inbound for the right baseline. Casey Williams, Sharon Diggins, Danny Teal, Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri. And it comes to Danny Teal, right wing. Out high right side, Allison Mangieri to Sharon Diggins, right baseline. Fakes the three that time, drives in, pulls up with a 17-footer, comes up short. Rebound down to Giebelhausen, 10 seconds to play.
She might have missed it, but a great play.
Podendijk down the right side. Stops. Gets it up off the glass. Can't hit. Rebound. Sharon Diggins. 3 seconds to play. Sharon gets to Jessica Lieber. Fires from three quarters court. That's the buzzer off the glass. No good. We have played three quarters of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 53. East Peoria Red Raiders 41. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Another one.
Another what?
Every customer that's walked through those doors this morning has left smiling, even laughing. I am good.
Michelle, XYZ.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove. For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Nobody covers Galesburg like WGIL.
We played three quarters of basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead East Peoria 53-41. East Peoria with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. In the paint, this is Jacobs, and we're going to have a reach foul on the floor before the shot. I believe it's going to go against Jessica Lieber. Yeah, it does go against, well, let's see. Or did it go against Casey? They were both there. It does go against Jessica Lieber, her second. 15 foul on the Streaks here in the second half. And now a turnover on the inbound as Giebelhausen tried to get it on the right wing to Kurth. Overthrew it, went out of bounds. Streaks will bring the length of the court. Jessica Lieber, Casey Williams, Rainey Sibley, Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins in for the Streaks. They have 8 3-pointers in the game. Jessica Lieber from straight on, long 3-pointer is up. Off the back iron, no. Rebound out long to Sharon Diggins. She's got it on the right wing, right baseline. Chloe Anderson with it. Out high, Casey Williams overthrew her, and Rainey Sibley runs it down, gets to Casey Williams in the center circle. Casey stops top of the key, now kicks out to Jessica Lieber. She'll dribble left, gets to Rainey Sibley on the left wing. Out high, Casey Williams, down high right side. Sharon Diggins drives right past Jacobs, lays it up off the glass too hard. Now Jessica Lieber down with a rebound, scooped it up between the tall timbers off the glass and got it.
How she makes some of those, let alone get the rebounds, is just amazing.
That was crazy how that happened between the 2 6-footers in there. Now as the inbound pass went off the back of the Streaks glass. Jessica Lieber with it, passes to Chloe Anderson on the right block. Can't hit, but she's fouled from behind.
And, who got the steal there?
That was Chloe, actually. The foul went against Jacobs. That is her second foul. 16 fouls now on East Peoria. 7:04 to play in the ballgame. Chloe Anderson at the free throw line. First shot is up and good. She's got 6 points on the night. 4 of those coming from the free throw line. Yeah, actually the inbound pass that hit the bottom of the glass, they inbounded from right underneath, and Chloe was able to run it down. Got it to Jessica Lieber. Now back to Chloe, and she hits the second free throw, and she's replaced by Danny Teal. Also, Allison Mangieri, Sabrina Clay, and Lexi Daniels in for the Streaks. 57-41, the Galesburg lead. This is Jacobs with it, and she traveled with it. And she was trapped up in midcourt, actually triple-teamed, and looking for some help, couldn't find it, and traveled with the ball. And the Streaks get it back on another East Peoria turnover. Less than 7 minutes to play in the ballgame. 57-41, the Galesburg lead.
And that's the 23rd turnover of the game for the Raiders.
Out high left side, Sabrina Clay, left baseline, Lexi Daniels. Out to Jessica Lieber, left wing. Top of the key, Lexi Daniels fakes the three, dribbles right, gives to Allison Mangieri, right wing. Now Jessica Lieber fakes a long three as Giebelhausen closed out on her and gives to Sabrina Clay, top of the key. Now it's Danny Teal. Give and go to Sabrina Clay. Lays it up, rolls off, no good. Gets her own rebound, kicks out to Jessica Lieber, top of the key. Now Allison Mangieri. She drives left baseline, scoops it up with the left hand, can't hit Sabrina Clay. Had the ball knocked away as Giebelhausen went over her back. No call. Giebelhausen comes down with a rebound. To Jacobs, cross midcourt right side, right wing now with it, knocked away by Jessica Lieber. Ball goes to the floor, fighting for it, and it's going to go back to East Peoria. Nice hustle by Jessica Lieber. Also, Brooke Jacobs going after the loose ball there. Back in for the Streaks, Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins, Sammy Thompson, Casey Williams and Rainey Sibley. 6:17 to play in the ballgame, 57-41 Streets lead. It will be Sarah Kurth to inbound from the right baseline for East Peoria. Got her out far near the sideline. Inbound comes out left of the center circle to Watson, working against Sharon Diggins. Dribbles right of the center circle, now takes it to the right wing. Passes stolen away by Rainey Sibley. Rainey on the run left side. Stops on the wing, picks up, and her pass is errant, but it's finally run down by Casey Williams, and Evan Massey wants a timeout.
Calm things down a little bit, not a bad idea.
This will be a 30-second timeout. 6:02 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 57-41. Well, we were wanting those last two three-pointers in like the last minute two of the third quarter. Now we're almost 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. We haven't gotten one yet.
Yeah.
Well, they keep going to the basket, though. They're getting the openings there. And I think we've only fired up one since then. Had the give and go finally. Actually, it was defended well that time by Jacobs as Sabrina Clay went in there. That's one of those she'll get a little bit stronger as she gets older, and that's one that she'll score on that play in the future.
You're right, but I agree with you as well that was one of those ones that was just going to be tough regardless. And Sabrina is going to learn better body control and is going to learn just generally how to be stronger with the basketball, and that's going to go a long way as well.
Streaks with it. This is Sammy Thompson right of the center circle, dribbles right and tried to get to Chloe Anderson. Chloe was coming out toward the wing, then stopped, and the pass went out of bounds, and the Streaks turn it over with 5:57 to play. It will be Kurth to inbound, and it's nearly stolen away and is stolen away by Rainey Sibley. Nice job. I don't know how she got up there and got it away from Giebelhausen, but she did. Now Casey Williams in the center circle, dribbles left down the left side of the lane and got between the defenders, but there's going to be a foul on the floor before the shot, but she'll still go to the free throw line with a chance of the one on bonus. Not sure who it was that reached in. May have been Potendike. Nope, it's going to be Kurth, I believe, that picks up the foul. Yeah, Sarah Kurth picks up her second. And that's 17 fouls now, so going to the free throw line. Casey Williams will have a shot at the one and bonus. Casey actually has not scored tonight.
No, and she's doing some of the little things, though. She's got a couple blocks, a couple steals. She's has four rebounds. So she's doing some things, just she has not got herself in the scorebook yet.
First shot is up. Off the back iron, no. Rebound comes down to Giebelhausen, to Kurth. Picks up her dribble, now gets it across midcourt to Reedy. Reedy traveled, and it's going to go back to the Streaks. Nice job by Rainey Sibley, and Sharon Diggins bothered her as she brought that pass down, and she took a couple of extra steps there. And the Streaks get it back with 5:37 to play as Sabrina Clay, Jessica Lieber, Allison Mangieri, Danny Teal, and Lexi Daniels check back in. This is Jessica Lieber with it, right wing to Lexi Daniels. Top of the key, Sabrina Clay out high left side. Jessica Lieber dribbles right. Kicks out to the right baseline to Daniels. Now to the wing, back to Jessica Lieber on the right wing. She penetrates right side, and she traveled with a no-call. Scooped it up off the glass and got it. Got a little extra step in there. Still a nice job scooping up off the glass underneath the arms of Giebelhausen. And Jessica Lieber with 24, and the Streaks lead 59-41, 5:10 to play.
Well, she's definitely got that finger roll working.
Now Giebelhausen fires a long three from the left side. It's short, and the rebound brought down by Kurth. She'll fire the five-footer in the lane off the glass and got it. Kurth with 9 and make it 59-43 Streaks with 4:55 to play in the ball game. This is Sabrina Clay, hands off to Jessica Lieber out between the circles. Left wing, Allison Mangieri fakes the three and, oh, got called for the travel. I don't think she picked up that pivot foot, but that's what the official said. And we'll have a line change as Sharon Diggins, Casey Williams, Michaela Isley, Sammy Thompson and Rainey Sibley check in for the Streaks. They'll pick up with full court pressure. 59-43, the Streaks lead. 4:47 to play in the ballgame. And it comes in the backcourt to Reedy. Near steal by Rainey Sibley. Giebelhausen gets it across midcourt left side and overthrows Kurth, and it'll go back the other way for the Streaks.
Well, just a lot of sloppy ball play right now. We didn't see it earlier in the game.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, East Peoria's been playing the entire game like they've been down 20.
Yeah.
They're getting closer to that point now, but still they never have been down by that much. And, boy, a foul not called that time as a bump. The ball goes to the floor. Finally, Thompson runs it down to Rainey Sibley. Now Sharon Diggins out to Sammy Thompson. Right wing, nice look underneath to Michaela Isley off her hands, though, and Rainey Sibley able to run it down. She'll stop on the right wing, gives to Casey Williams. Casey with it between the circles, dribbles right. Kicks out to Sharon Diggins. Three-pointer blocked again on the baseline. Giebelhausen just waiting for that. She's a good 4 or 5 steps away, and she can just take that one long step with those long arms. Like we said, she's got to be a good 6'1", jumping out there to get that block shot.
Well, and that's her sixth block shot of the game, so she's really getting after it.
Jessica Lieber, Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangieri, Katie Lingenfelter in there. Sharon stays in the ballgame. Allison Mangieri out high right side. Bounces for Sharon Diggins on the right baseline. Looks for help. Now her pass knocked away. Oh, they're going to say it went off Chloe last night.
I think it did. And okay. it was stolen by Sarah Kurth. And then right as Sarah was trying to dribble it, Chloe actually got her hand in there and it went off her hand.
So from three-quarter court, East Peoria will trigger. This is Watson in the backcourt. Gets it across into the front court. Right baseline. It goes to Kurth on the three-point arc. And her pass stolen away by Chloe Anderson. Gives to Jessica Lieber. Jess runs it across right side. Top of the key. Stops. Gives to Allison Mangieri left wing. Back to Jessica Lieber. Thought about the long three. Now Allison Mangieri left baseline. Back to Jessica Lieber. Gets a pick from Katie Lingenfelter. Now she'll stop. Oh, doesn't fire the three. Gives it to Katie Lingenfelter left wing. Allison Mangieri fires a three. Off the rim, no. A little bit long. Had a little bit more arch on that. Just a little bit off the mark that time. Look, I may have just caught the back of the iron. Left wing. This is Watson for East Peoria. Can't hit the 15-footer. Jessica Lieber down with a rebound. Trapped up. Now the Streaks have numbers. Long down court pass. Tried to get to Sharon Diggins. She is able to get away from Giebelhausen, who reaches in on her. Now Sharon looks for help. Kicks it out to Jessica Lieber on the right wing. Now to Sharon Diggins, right baseline, gets the three off this time. Off the back iron, no, as Giebelhausen didn't go for the block that time. Now Katie Lingenfelter fires a three from straight on and got it! Well, neither one of us guessed her, got one more to go. Katie Lingenfelter with her first varsity basket for this week. Or, I'm sorry, that's not her first varsity basket. Oh, that was 10, wasn't it? But, that's it. She actually had a two the other night in the ballgame, but Katie Lingenfelter with her first three. 7, 8, 9. Are you sure? Okay. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, that is number 10. So, yeah, Katie Lingenfelter. Neither one of us had her pick.
No.
I didn't know she would be shooting it out there. She did. Timeout called by Jay Bowman. Full timeout. We'll take one as well. 3 minutes to play. Galesburg 62, East Peoria 43. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com. We'll keep it here with 3 minutes to play. Streaks coming back out on the court. Casey Williams, Danny Teal, Lexi Daniels, Jessica Lieber, and Rainey Sibley. A little bit shorter group in there, a very short group in there for the Streaks. Casey Williams at 5'8", the only height for the Streaks right now. Galesburg with the basketball on the left baseline as we had a turnover just before the timeout after the three-pointer. Jessica Lieber inbound from the left baseline into Casey Williams on the right block, lays it up and in. Nice job getting position on Montgomery that time. And the first basket of the ballgame for Casey Williams, make it 64-43 Streaks. This is Reedy, free throw line, Giebelhausen. Stops, pulls up with a 10-footer and got it. That's her first basket since the second quarter. She's got 12, make it 64-45 Streaks. Left wing, Rainey Sibley fires a three, off the back iron, no. Rebound run down by Lexi Daniels on the right baseline. Had to kind of save it and threw it off of the hands of Kurth. Nice hustle by Lexi Daniels. Streaks will have it on the near sideline as Allison Mangieri, Michaela Isley, Sabrina Clay, Sammy Thompson, and Sharon Diggins check back in with 2:35 to play.
Who put that last shot up for the Streaks?
Now that they're off the floor, Rainey. Rainey had missed the three. Right wing, this is Sammy Thompson. On the dribble out high on the right side. Now picks up, looks for help, gives to Michaela Isley down in the right corner. She's trapped up looking for help, and it's stolen away by Giebelhausen. Giebelhausen gives way to Reedy, still in the backcourt, 2:12 to play, and she traveled with it. Now, they've been doing that all the game. They hadn't called it early on. Now, a couple of travels that they let go earlier, they're calling late in the ballgame with 2:11 to play as Katie Lingenfelter, Chloe Anderson, Lexi Daniels, Rainey Sibley checked back in, and Hannah Smith getting her first playing time for the season. Coach Massey starting her slowly as she's just come from the swimming and diving team. Got enough practices to be able to play, but just kind of working her slowly back in. And her inbound pass is tipped away, and the Streaks will have it in front of their own bench, and it'll be Rainey Sibley to inbound now.
Yeah, I was wondering if she was going to get in this game, and luckily she will, and she needs to. So just gradually get her...
I guess you can't say basketball. Sea legs.
Yeah, I know.
Sea legs since she's coming from swimming.
Right. Her basketball legs.
Yeah, under there you
her.
Go. Ball knocked away again on the near sideline this time. Rainey Sibley will trigger again. 2:02 to play. Streaks lead 64-45. Hannah Smith with it right of the center circle. On the dribble. Now gives to Katie Lingenfelter left of the center circle to Rainey Sibley out high on the left side. And her pass is knocked away and stolen by Watson. Down it comes to Kerr. Travel with a no call. Now back to Watson. Out high right side. This is Giebelhausen on the dribble. Picks up. Gives right baseline to Reedy. Her 18-footer is no good. Rebound tipped up by Hannah Smith and brought down by Lexi Daniels. Now Hannah Smith with it. Gives to Rainey Sibley on the left wing. Miss Chloe Anderson wide open under the basket. Still wide open. They didn't see her, but the Streets are going to pull out and set it up with a minute and a half to play. Now a pass stolen away by Watson. And she gets tripped up by Hannah Smith. And is it going to be? No, there's going to be two shots. Bob, maybe she got her before she went up. Hannah Smith picks up the foul. That'll be her first and the 16th foul on the Streaks, as it'll be Allie Watson going to the free throw line with two shots. 1:26 to play in the ball game. Streaks about to go to 2-0 to start the season and drop East Peoria to 0-2. First shot for Watson is up and good.
You know, even though they're going to 0-2, I think they've played pretty well. They've been mildly impressive with some of the things they've done. The things that they just didn't do well is I think they went away from their strength. Their strength in this game was their height, and they went away from that to try to play with the Streaks on the Streaks' tempo and in the Streaks' run and gun.
Made the first, missed the second free throw. Sabrina Clay with a rebound. Now Allison Mangieri with it on the left wing. And, you know, they may make some noise in the Middle Illinois Conference. Obviously, Morton is going to be the strongest team by far in that conference. But from what we saw from Metamora tonight, this is a team that will be competitive with them as well as some of the others. I think it's in that conference is going to be Metamora and everybody else.
Yeah.
Now Nicole Montgomery down on the left block, lays it up, can't hit. Sabrina Clay with a rebound for the Streaks. Under a minute to play. Sammy Thompson in the backcourt has it knocked away, picked up. And she'll get to Allison Mangieri across midcourt left side. 49 to play. Allison on the dribble. Picks up. Gives to Sabrina Clay. Left of the center circle. Now Sammy Thompson between the circles. She'll dribble right. Left wing. Sabrina Clay drives in. Stops. Pass to the left baseline. And it's picked up by Allison Mangieri. She'll drive in. And now she gets tied up. Ball gets knocked to the floor. And she finally gets a hold of it. Gets it out to Sabrina Clay. Now Sammy Thompson top of the key. Left wing. Allison Mangieri for three. A little bit short. Rebound comes. They're going to say it went off Michaela Isley last. And East Peoria will bring it the length of the court with 26.5 to play. So a ridiculous night for the Streaks as they got to that 10 three-pointer mark. So a lot of happy people eating triple cheeseburgers tonight. I hope I get one. Not that I need it, but they're so good. So wrong, but so good.
Yeah.
16 seconds to play. Giebelhausen out between the circles. No urgency now. They had a lot of urgency earlier, but they're kind of slow with it now. Watson back to Giebelhausen. She'll fire the long three-pointer. It's an air ball. Rebound comes down to Reedy. She puts it up, can't hit. Rebound tipped around and brought down by Sabrina Clay. 1 second to play. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks end. Actually, we end with a palindrome score. I don't know if we've ever done that. Final score, Galesburg 64, East Peoria 46. The Streaks move to 2-0 on the season. East Peoria drops to 1-2. 64-46 is the final score. We'll come back with our post-game show. We will get a chance to talk with Streaks assistant coach Andy Allison as Coach Massey battling some laryngitis. So we'll talk with Coach Allison, also run down our final stats, and we will name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win at 64-46. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The 29th annual fundraiser to benefit the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter is coming up this weekend. Hi, I'm Dave Scholl, and I'm encouraging you to listen for our Harvest Time Share-a-thon this Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. here on WGIL. Your generosity, combined with pledges from others in the Galesburg area, can help us meet our goal again this year.
So Black Friday is what? Over a week away? And you're already dreading it. Getting up at the butt crack of dawn to stand in the freezing cold with hundreds of other people, stepping over kids and old ladies just to get a deal on a blender? Black Friday, who needs it? When you can shop Half Friday. Dine on a dime tomorrow morning starting at 8. Hundreds of certificates from area restaurants, half price. No lines, no elbows to the ribs, just peace on earth. It's Dine on a Dime, tomorrow morning starting at 8. Learn more at Galesburg.info, keyword 9.
Galesburg Transit wants your used motor oil. After you change the oil in your vehicle, bring that used oil to the bus garage. They'll gladly take it. And just why do they want your used motor oil? Well, they'll save it to heat the bus garage, of course. So you can save time and money by changing your own oil, and now you can recycle that used oil. Double thumbs up. Just stop by the bus garage at 567 South Farnham Street during normal business hours.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy with a low of 32 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with highs reaching up to about 55. Tomorrow night, clear with lows dropping down to 32 again. Saturday, sunny, staying high of 55. Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows dropping down to 32 again. Sunday, partly cloudy, cooling off just the slightest bit with a high of 52. And Sunday night, cloudy with an overnight low of 38. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 30 at WGIL.
With final stats, the day's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at John Thiel Gym, the Streaks win at 64-46. Time for our post-game coaches interview, brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Talking with Streaks assistant coach Andy Allison. And coach, boy, what a great all-around effort. This East Peoria team, very long, very tall, pretty athletic, and you just, you know, I wouldn't say totally dominated, but you were in control for the entire game, it seemed like.
Yeah, I'd say so. We were just joking around in the locker room how the real tall girl, she maybe set a national record for block shots, and Sharon's name might be next to it because we got stuffed a little bit. But, you know, but then we adjusted to those types of situations, figured out we needed to drive more, and scored that way. So, you know, yeah, they're a very athletic team. They played very hard the whole time, but yeah, we were able to adjust to what they took away from us.
Yeah, and that, like we talked about in the pregame, the fact that you've got multiple girls that can put the ball on the floor and do that, and that's a nice weapon to have, because obviously everybody's looking for you to shoot the threes, and you're not going to have every team that has a girl like that that can jump out and block all those threes like that. But even as they're closing out, you've got all your girls really recognizing a chance to get to the rim.
Yeah, I think that one of our strengths is that we definitely spread the floor out, and a lot of different people can do a lot of different things for us. I mean, you saw like the first game, we talked about how Sabrina really, you know, brought it that day, and today we had more contributors overall. So, yeah, it's definitely to our advantage.
One, something we saw that you've probably seen and knew it would happen at some point, seeing Sabrina hit a three, seeing Katie Lingenfelder hit a three as well.
Yeah, that's why they're playing on the outside, so they can pass the ball and shoot if they're open there.
And defensively, boy, just what you want, very similar to what we saw from your team last year, just getting East Peoria in a hurry and just forcing turnover after turnover.
Yeah, I mean, our goal is pretty much to make it uncomfortable for them. I mean, we practice this stuff every day. We figure they practice it maybe once or twice a year to prepare for us. So we just try to take advantage of that and use our energy to create those turnovers.
Just a nice all-around job. I mean, Jessica Lieber, you expect her to do good things, and I think she was a little more on tonight than she was the other night. And, boy, talk about her getting to the basket. And Eric mentioned it at one point. I think she had pulled down a rebound between the two six-footers in there and gotten the shot back off and in as well. You don't know how she does it, but she just gets it done.
Yeah, I mean, she's got a real knack for how to finish in around the basket, and I thought she made a lot better decisions tonight. And that part of that was probably getting that first game jitters out of the way. I mean, I know she's a senior, but that doesn't, you know, stop being
right.
Nervous and kind of overplaying at times. But tonight she really made good decisions, and that helped out.
Yeah, we talked about that as well, being, you know, the other night it did look like the first game. Tonight, boy, just everybody looked very relaxed out there.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, it'll get better, hopefully, as we go. We obviously saw some mistakes out there that we need to correct and we need to talk about, but not a lot of time to do that with a game tomorrow and a game on Saturday. So we just got to, you know, take what we can from our wins, and we don't want to learn the hard way with the loss that we need to correct some things.
And I know Hannah Smith coming back slowly, coming off of swimming, and I know Coach had said the other night, probably wouldn't put her in unless it was a blowout. Got in a little bit tonight, so just kind of getting her work back in the mix.
Yeah, exactly.
As well.
I mean, it's going to be a kind of a work in progress for that. It'd be tough to come back after virtually no practices and play major minutes in a game. So, yeah, it's great if we can have a lead like that and get those people in and be able to kind of get them some experience and practice through playing.
I say that's what makes it tough at the beginning of the season also, because you have so many games to start. Like you said, no practice in the
Yeah, I know. And that's what we've told them yesterday was don't, you know, and I just mentioned this, don't learn from a loss. Learn from our wins and what we can do better the next time and the next time after that.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thank you very much.
All right, that is Streaks head coach Andy Allison. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. We'll take a timeout, come back, and take a look at our post-game stats. Streaks win at 64-46. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The new CBO from McDonald's, a delectable convergence of three
tremendous
delicious toppings on the Angus Third Pounder and Premium Chicken sandwiches. So what are these three
tremendous
toppings? The C is for cheddar, creamy white. B, bacon, hickory smoked. And O, onions, caramelized. Put all three...
Tremendous!
Please stop that.
Okay.
Put all three together and there's only one word to describe it.
Tasty.
The new CBO sandwiches. The simple joy of a tremendous new taste. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
The 29th annual fundraiser to benefit the Galesburg Rescue Mission and Women's Shelter is coming up this weekend. Hi, I'm Dave Scholl. And I'm encouraging you to listen for our Harvest Time Share-a-thon this Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. here on WGIL. Your generosity, combined with pledges from others in the Galesburg area, can help us meet our goal again this year.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048, and by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
Turns out, saying things like, wouldn't it be great if, and remember when we were able to, were just a big waste of time. See, our bodies were having trouble keeping up with our spirits, so we thought we would have to give up the things we enjoyed. That was until we discovered Handy Van. Now we're saying things like, let's do lunch.
Your life may be different because of a temporary or permanent disability, but that certainly shouldn't hold you back. Allow us to take you and your friends to and from your leisurely lunch. Stop by our office in the community center for details. Handy Van, helping you live independently.
Picture this. Your car's been damaged in an accident. You feel upset. So imagine walking into our office to this.
I'm not sure that shaking my maracas around the office is going to make anyone's car woes any better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Stay up to date with the latest sports information. Fox Sports Radio. Weekends on Galesburg Radio 14. WGIL.
Back at John Thiel Gym, Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson, where the Streaks have moved to 2-0 after a 64-46 win over the East Peoria Red Raiders. Time now to take a look at our post-game final statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it, and we were loving it tonight. A ridiculous night as the Streaks hit their 10 three-pointers in the ballgame. And the triple cheeseburger cards handed out to those in their ridiculous T-shirts. Streaks led in scoring by Jessica Lieber with 24 points. She hit a couple of three-pointers, 7 2-pointers, 4 for 5 from the free throw line. 11 points for Sharon Diggins. Those all came in the first half. She hit a couple of threes, a couple of twos, struggled a little bit from the line, 1 for 4. But her shot in general is going to come around. She puts it on the floor, goes to the basket well, and she's going to keep coming around. There was 7 points from Chloe Anderson. Chloe was a beast on the boards tonight. She hit 1 basket, 5 for 8 from the free throw line. 6 points for Lexi Daniels, the freshman, hit a couple of three-pointers. 4 points for Sabrina Clay on a 3 and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 3 points for Allison Mangieri on a three-pointer. 3 for Rainey Sibley on a three-pointer. Also three for Katie Lingefelter on a three-pointer. 1 point for Sammy Thompson on 1 for 4 from the free throw line. The streaks, as we said, 10 three-pointers on the game. The only facet of the game where they really struggled was from the free throw line tonight. Just 50%, only 12 for 24 from the line tonight after hitting the other night. Let's see, they were 22 for 31 the other night. 8 for 15 in the first half tonight. For East Peoria, who falls to 0-2, they were led by Kylie Giebelhausen. Giebelhausen with 12 points. All but two of those came in the first half. She had a basket late in the fourth quarter. But, you know, very athletic, 6'1 player. Did not get to the free throw line at all. And Eric mentioned this throughout. She's a girl that, yes, she is a decent shooter, okay ball handler, but with her size and length, she needs to be getting it down inside and trying to get to the basket. 9 points for Sarah Kurth off the bench, including a three-pointer. By the way, Giebelhausen hit a couple of three-pointers as well. 8 points for Sierra Montgomery. 2 points for Nicole Montgomery. 4 points for Courtney Potendike. 3 points for Allie Watson. 2 for Michaela Reedy. And 6 points for Brooke Jacobs. 5 for 11 from the free throw line for East Peoria. And we talked about their size in general. It wasn't their post players that were getting to the free throw line. Sierra Montgomery, who was one of the guards. Allie Watson got there once as well. And then Michaela Reedy, who's somewhat maybe a three, so kind of a post player. But their big girls, not the ones getting to the free throw line. 3 three-pointers in the game, 5 for 11 from the free throw line for East Peoria.
Yeah, and you know, the turnover situation, 31 turnovers for East Peoria, again, over 30. That's what the streaks shoot for, under 21 turnovers for the streaks. So that was a little bit high in Coach Massey's system. Rebound-wise, the streaks did a good job on the rebounding, had a plus-10 advantage, 41-31. Offensive rebounds, you can see the plus-10 right there at 23-13. Now, shooting-wise, East Peoria shot 40% from the field, including 3 of 11 from distance. The Streaks, on the other hand, shot really well tonight, 32% from distance, 10 of 31, 11 of 21, 11 of 27%, so that's 41% inside. Good for 36% shooting on the from the field, so that's a good night shooting for the Streaks, especially playing the system they play. Free throw left on the floor by the Streaks by missing the front end, so that's, you know, you never want to have any numbers there, but one's not a bad number after having two the other night. And then as far as the rebounding goes, the leading rebounder was Jessica Lieber with 8 rebounds. And 7 rebounds for Sabrina Clay was the second. She had 5 steals to go with those 7 rebounds. Casey Williams filled up the stat sheet a little bit to go with 2 points. She had 4 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks, and 4 steals for Sharon Diggins. On the other side of things, Giebelhausen had 6 rebounds to lead the way for the Raiders. And, you know, and like what you were just saying, she leaves a lot to be desired as far as her potential as a player. I think just watching her in spurts, she shows that she could be a very dominant player and just has not performed at that level.
No, really, really not at all. I mean, like I said, she settles for a three-pointer rather than, you know, being the tallest player on the floor and taking it in and, you know, trying to draw some contact and getting an easy shot. And I think I had not mentioned Casey Williams' 2 points when I ran down my stats. And Casey, she just had 2 points, but I think you had mentioned it at halftime. She contributes in so many ways defensively and rebounding for the Streaks.
Yeah, and you know, she's going to have to play that role, too. She's going to have to constantly be looking to do those kind of things for the Streaks. And, you know, I thought she looked real good tonight in the other facets. Scoring, she didn't really have that going on. But, you know, she's playing a little bit different a role than she even played last year. Last year, she didn't handle the ball as much as she is this year. And that's going to lead to her having nights where she's not going to score a whole lot because she's going to be looking to facilitate.
All right, Streaks win at 64-46. We'll take our final timeout, come back, and name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. Once again, the historic Ellisville Restoration Organization is taking orders for their holiday hams until November 20th. It's $45 for a whole bone-in ham with proceeds going to the Opera House and Fire Station Restoration. For details, check the calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community. Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
46 Galesburg goes to 2-0 on the season. East Peoria drops to 0-2. Streaks with the win tonight. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, a few ways we could go on this. I mentioned off the air Katie Lingenfelter. The fans were wanting that 10th three-pointer to be able to get the triple cheeseburger. Katie Lingenfelter steps up and hits that. We talked about Casey Williams, her job defensively and on the boards. Another effort on the boards and defensively by Sabrina Clay. Sharon Diggins doing a nice job. Had another off night shooting a bit, but just did a nice job drawing the defense away. Got some of those shots blocked. Started going to the basket and kind of led things that way. But this young lady kind of did it all tonight.
Yeah, and she really filled up the stat sheet more so than we've seen her do in the past in some aspects. It's Jessica Lieber, 24 points. She shot it well from the field. She shot it well from the free throw line. She rebounded the ball. She had 8 rebounds, 5 of those offensive. And of her 9 shots inside the arc, she was able to hit on 6 of them, or 7 of them, sorry. So, you know, she really brought it tonight. She was 2 of 5 from outside the arc, so she didn't rely on that 3-point shot as heavy as we've seen her do in the past. And I'll tell you what, some of those shots she made were just spectacular, especially the one in between 2 defenders. You're not going to see a girl of Jessica's height hit that shot too often.
Yeah, and we're talking about a couple of 6-footers she was between when she did that and able to scoop it up. And the rebounding, like you said, she just defensively, she did a great job. So Jessica Lieber, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. And this is a young lady also playing with a shoulder problem, a torn muscle or tendon in there, and that's not easy to do. And that, you know, reaching up for those shots, reaching up for rebounds, it's a tough thing that she's playing through. But a great night for Jessica Lieber. Good win for the Galesburg Silver Streaks as they end it in a palindrome score, 64-46. Well, we'll do it all over again tomorrow night. Got the Metamora Redbirds. They were not impressive against Alama tonight. They've had a pretty good program in the past, but it looks like they may be a little bit down. Alama, you know, we talked about their 2 stars are out, but they still come out and play like Alama. They come out and come at you and play hard, and that was, I think, the difference in that earlier game tonight in which they won. And it was the final on that one. It ended up 60-39. Alama had beaten Metamora earlier tonight.
Well, and you know, I think it's always tough to judge teams based on Allman and the Streaks, because they play such contrasting styles.
Yeah.
Allman loves to run offense, pack it in, and they're real disciplined, whereas the Streaks are the kind of team that will gamble a little bit. And so it's always interesting when you look at how teams do against those 2 squads, because they're just so different.
So we'll see the Metamora Redbirds tomorrow night. Then Saturday night, the Springfield Senators will come to town. Tomorrow night's game scheduled to tip at 8 o'clock, so we'll take the air around 7:40 tomorrow night. Then Saturday night, it'll be around 7:10 for the pregame with a 7:30 scheduled tip-off. Good win for the Streaks tonight.
Yeah, you wanted to see improvement. We talked before the game that this is the game where you start to tighten things up and you start to see whether certain units are gelling, and I think you definitely saw that. One wrinkle that really sticks out to me that we saw was it looks like Coach Massey's added a high dribble screen with Jessica Lieber and Sabrina Clay, and if that's something we see very often, it helps deal with the fact that it's tough for Jess to get open when the ball's in her hands, because you're going to have just that quick shot off that screen, and Jess, we know, loves to shoot the ball from the top of the arc.
So the Streaks win it here tonight. 64-46 was the final score. Thanks to our studio engineer, Nick Simpson. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Meredith saying good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.